Reggie Warrington Gator!
I hate this guy. He's so obnoxious.
Oh, get a nigga a chance.
It's your world, dog. I'm just a square trying to get a nut.
What's that?
What's up, nigga?
I said what's up.
Can you hear me when I say hey?
Boy, women be shopping. Women be shopping. You cannot stop a woman from shopping. Bam. Let's see what I got in the house tonight. Oh, y'all. Look at this white guy right here. Look at him. You cannot tell me he ain't got a small jammy. Damn, they so small, need tweezers to take a piss. Ooh.
Need tweezers to take a piss. Tweezers on his dick.
I don't even listen to the intros. I never know where they're from.
I'm glad you're part of Team Papa here. That was from The Nutty Professor. I recorded that one specially for Will, and he's not even here today.
Buster. Karma. Karma caught up with him today.
Ah, no, don't say that.
I won't. That's
get to
me.
It all in a minute. But yeah, actually, I didn't want to do it because, like, about 2:58, like the excited dog I am, I walked out of the studio to take my final piss before showtime. And in the hallway, there was a lovely black family, not unlike the Huxtables.
Not unlike?
And I, you know, with like three little kids there and the mom, I didn't want a couple saucier N-bombs hitting those kids' ears. Maybe they'd never heard that before. Maybe they didn't need to hear that for a while. And it wasn't like a racist thing. It was Eddie Murphy saying it.
You're being considerate.
Thank you.
You're being considerate. I think the parents would appreciate that.
I was very happy when I came back with my unwashed hands.
Oh, thanks, John.
That they weren't there. That's all I'm saying.
Poor Squire. He has to touch those buttons after you.
Squire's going to die of sepsis. And it'll be my fault.
Who can hear us out there?
We play in the halls.
Just the halls?
Yeah, but there's like a meeting going on right now that can hear our every word.
Ah, I saw them when I walked in.
Yeah. Interesting crew. Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, the lovely Veronica, who's really shaped the hell up.
What are you talking about?
I gotta say, I don't know.
That was not intentional.
I promise. You were lifted off your sweater and the whole belly came out and it was toned. And then you're like, oh, and then I got some shave burns on my pubis. And you like pulled down the front of your jeans.
Oh, okay. Really?
It was a whole thing. And the whole camera.
I cannot believe you just said that.
Was captured on camera.
I cannot believe you just said that.
I said it.
Then we should. I wish we could play that camera.
I wish we could. I wish someone were recording at home and sending it to me. I'll give out the email address later so that you can do just that.
You're horrible.
We're live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR, and we talk through the entire bed before the intro is done. I'm impressed. The show's website's inpapasbasement.com that contains archives, old episodes, my writing that I do way, way too much, but it's out there, and hopefully you guys will find funny. If you want to find me on Twitter, I'm at Papa's Basement. Find the show on Facebook at Facebook/Papa's Basement. Veronica's too cool for social media, but if you stalk my Facebook page hard enough, you'll find hers. You'll find hers. Maybe this summer we'll get some bikini pictures. Will you finally be a...
Maybe. We'll see.
Oh, I like
it. I
gotta
do some more deadlifts before that happens.
That's true. Grow the ass a little? Is that what we're going for?
No. Slim the thighs.
How does making the muscles in your thighs bigger via deadlift help that? I don't get that.
Because muscle burns fat.
That's true.
But makes
muscles...
you toned.
Okay, fine. Just keep doing it. I think deadlift builds a nice, like, donkey ass for a chick, so I like that.
Oh, well, all right.
So keep at it.
Keep it up.
Yeah, and then maybe you can show me, like, in a couple months how bad your wedgie is and accidentally pull out your butt. It'll be a good thrill for all involved. Before we get rolling with the show, I want to say happy birthday to Nickster, who's a good friend and calls in a lot. It's her birthday. That's why I said happy birthday. Did
well,
you put that
birthday.
Together? Yeah. Happy. Have a tremendously happy birthday, Nicole. I'm sure she's already drunk. She's a special gal like that. And I also want to say that Will is not here, not because there's any bad blood. For those who listened to last week's episode, it sounded like there was a huge family meltdown over Red Lobster's endless shrimp. And the fact that I peeled out waiting for him because I couldn't take it anymore. We're all good. Will's not here because, unfortunately, he rear-ended someone.
Because he didn't sleep enough.
He didn't sleep enough, and he lazily smashed his car, and the radiator's all jacked up, and that's that. And it got towed away, and man. Now he's sleeping.
I'll bet.
Now he's sleeping like a little baby.
Some painkillers, maybe?
Nah, none of that. I mean, thank God he wasn't hurt at all. And I'm sorry that he did that, but
yeah,
that's why he ain't here. He had to take care of car stuff.
Car issues.
Yes. So with that out of the way, I want to lay down what we're going to do for the show. All of our lovely topics.
Alrighty.
First things first, I want to talk about Andy Rose. I believe her name was Andy Rose. The girl we had on 2 weeks ago. You were not in studio.
I was not. You have to
you
fill me in.
You missed a hell of a show.
That's what I hear.
That was a good one. That was popular with the kids. I had in a girl who I found rather disrespectful of not only my show, but the institution of radio in general. And I kind of, at first playfully, but as it went on a little less playfully, tore into her. And we'll get into why. We'll get into the details of that. But it might have sounded a little mean. I know a lot of people were like, you know what, screw her. She kind of deserved what was coming. But she was very shaken up by things, and we're no longer talking. For those wondering.
So she's not listening today.
Oh, no, 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 no. Few days after the fact, got a very angry Facebook message from
her. Seriously?
That was like several messages long.
Wow. You might need to read that.
I can dig those up. And I think actually that's the most brilliant thing you've ever said. Because I will be loading up Facebook right about now.
Man, she has to know that whatever she sends via email is going to be read on air. I mean, really.
Let's see if it's still around. I know I didn't delete it. Keep going. Keep going. I know this is compelling. Bear with me.
Only way it would disappear is if she blocked you. Pretty sure.
She might have done that. Yeah, it's gone. No, wait. Oh, there it is. There it is. Boom. We will be reading that on air.
Oh, boy.
Way to think ahead.
Hey.
A gold star for that, Veronica. Between that and the sex show I got right before.
It was not a sex show. My shirt got caught in my sweater.
Before you shot that ping pong ball into my mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
So far, so good in this studio.
You're so wrong. It's because you fed me first.
That's true. I got you a chicken sandwich.
Yum.
I can only imagine what I would have gotten for
mayo.
Two chicken sandwiches.
Imagine what would happen if you had gotten it without mayo.
I think I would be getting Lewinsky right now.
Maybe.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let's find out after. I also want to talk about the whole Twilight saga. Mm-hmm. Endlessly fascinating to me. I guess the same way that chicks look at guys into Star Wars and they're like, does not compute.
No.
Do not get it. That's how I feel about Twilight. Because I'm going to lay it out there and we'll get to it more in depth in a bit. I don't really see how chicks get into either of the male leads. Like, the werewolf guy is a butterface. Like, he's got a real good body. But
are you serious?
He's like those little squinty Eskimo eyes.
No,
he looks very weird.
He's gorgeous.
Okay.
Let me tell you, I had a countdown for that kid's 18th birthday. I'm not even going to lie.
That's right. He's like nothing.
He is a cutie. He's, like he's 19, maybe 1920 okay. now. Yeah.
And then the other one, the vampire, looks like he's got the high five, the AIDS.
Rob. He does not.
Yeah, he's all pale and
yeah,
greasy.
Yeah, it's makeup. He's a vampire.
Yeah, but I thought he was just like British and like that in real life.
He is British, but oh my gosh.
That's what
did you see him in Harry Potter?
I figured his only makeup was like they put in teeth so he could smile.
No, 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 no. They make him all pasty and pale like you.
I thought he was like that in real life. I saw him on the Letterman couch a couple days ago.
Well, he's fair skinned, but he's not as white as he is in the movie.
All right. We'll also do the Demi Ashton split.
Yes.
Because I find that fascinating. If for no other reason than, did women actually think that'd work? Did a single woman look at that? Like any, I guess my logic is it was just desperate older women who wanted to believe that could work.
You know, honestly, I thought that one may have lasted for Gone the Distance, but I'm not surprised that it hasn't. He's 33. He's gorgeous. He's making a ton of money. Yeah.
I mean,
and she has a ton of baggage. She's got three kids.
How long until the wheels don't just come off that, just explode off it?
Well, she's
how long until the
loaded,
wheels crumble
so
to dust?
When
but a guy doesn't care, especially a rich dude. He could care less what loot she's bringing in.
I know.
I mean,
I'm
look,
not even
what, look
that
at the strange he was banging. Like, just some chick who went to college. She's a fry cook for all he cared.
Yeah.
But she's 22, and thus she was like 100 times sexier than Demi Moore.
She's a pretty girl. I mean, she looks like a typical average
yeah,
beach
but she's
blonde.
22.
And?
Like she probably didn't even have to sex with him. He was just like lying there naked. He was like, say your age again. 22.
Why do guys get so turned on by young girls? It's sick.
It's
that's
not
gross.
Sick.
John, that's
it's
gross.
Just what me picking at my scalper.
No.
Oh, the young thing?
Yes.
I'm not saying 14. I'm saying 22.
Whatever.
It's a perfectly legal age. Very legal. I went
pedophile
in that. It's, okay, for me.
Did
I'm,
you go to Penn State?
I'm 30. I said 22-year-old girl.
Sorry, can't laugh about that, but you're gross. So
no, it's hilarious.
I just had to go there.
I mean, is that a weird gap for me? If I were like, hey, Veronica, I hooked up with a 22-year-old. Would you look at me cockeyed? I'm only 30.
No way. I was texting with a 24-year-old last night.
That's why I like you. Right on. Right on. See, you like younger,
hey,
too.
Hey, as long as they're legal.
That's all I'm
whatever
saying.
But I don't go out and look for younger guys.
You just always find them.
They find me.
You just always
let's
find
be,
them.
Let's be real here. They find me.
It's because younger guys are very horny.
Yes. I will not deny
God
that.
God bless you. And the final bit that we'll get to, if we got enough time, and I doubt it because we're already a quarter through the show, and change. Does the world have enough toilets? The answer is no.
Oh
I'll give
gosh
it away right there, right in the opening. No suspense built up there. It's apparently World
well,
Toilet
that's debatable
Day. And an issue we don't think about because we live in a land of beautiful toilets all over the place that can handle our huge American fast food dumps. A lot of people don't have toilets. Like Africa, they got cell phones now, but they're still crapping into zebra pelts. It's horrible over there for the most part. So I want to talk about an article I found that gets into what it is for people that don't have
what
toilets,
like
what life is. It's horrible.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if I'd give up the internet to have a toilet, but that's up there.
Seriously?
Man. Well, the internet.
Come on, you could live without the internet. You did it for the first, 18 years of your life?
I don't know, 13.
Oh, boy.
I don't really remember much from before the internet. What? How am I a computer nerd? I got AOL like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing special to getting internet back then. You're just a girl. You had no desire to get the internet.
This is true.
If you're a boy, you had to so you could download Doom.
I didn't even have an email account until I was at Miami. Like, no joke. I remember emailing my
Quaker
mom thinking, this is so cool.
Oh, my
like
God.
Instant response.
Oh, my God. That is the oldest, saddest thing I've heard.
Whatever.
These guys you're banging, they were born when you got online.
Yeah, probably. Pretty close.
That's a little strange. All right, let's get to Andy Rose.
Yes.
Andy, who was on the show 2 weeks ago. For those of you that listen live, want to say Andy's presence on the show, her short-lived run.
Oh, boy.
All glorious 2 weeks of it. Started 3 weeks ago. I was out of town for Halloween in Richmond, trying to get some. Not going to lie, I like a college town. It increases my odds.
Oh, boy.
Chicks are a little loopy down there. Some tattoos. They're into some crazy stuff.
It's called they're drunk.
There's that, too. I like to think of them as free-spirited, artistic
mm-hmm
souls, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Just
you're taking advantage of inebriated women. Let's be real.
They're passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it that way.
Sure.
Why would I want to quell that? I want to feed that flame.
Booze and tequila.
Exactly. If I can do that cheaply, more cheaply than I can here because it's a college town. So all the booze is really cheap down there, so be it. But I liked my spin more than yours. Anyhow, I was down there, and Will was up here. Will did not join us in Richmond until Saturday night, well after this show had broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a girl named Andy whom he had been conversing with, and she was about to take the test. You have to do like a little licensing test and show you're familiar with the equipment to actually be able to run the board. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not trying to call out the guys in the front who make our life hell, but a couple weeks ago they let in someone who hadn't taken their test and passed and let her do a show. So, nuts to you guys. But back to how Andy pertains to the Papa's basement family, mm-hmm. our little cluster. She waltzed in. I granted her the courtesy of letting her do a show with my brother, essentially just letting her train on the board in a live environment. I have listeners. They heard this crap go out for an hour.
What?
Just, it was awful. I heard like 30 seconds. Will was trying to put lipstick on a pig. He was trying to polish a turd. And he couldn't. He did what he could. This girl was just poison on air. And I'm not saying that to knock her, because she's really, I think, has zero radio background or next to it. Mm-hmm. And you know who sucks when they first get on the air? Everyone.
Oh, of course.
4 years later, I'm still garbage. But I'm like,
no, you're not.
Slightly better. Slightly more fascinating garbage. I'd like to think that. This girl's pure ass. Unlistenable.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Why is she trying to get into radio if she doesn't have a history of it or any experience?
Well, according to her, she's meant to be in showbiz. And Chelsea Handler stole her show. This was told to me playfully.
Oh, boy.
And so she's going to get on the airwaves and take them over.
How old is she?
She claims she's 28. She looks like she's like 34, 35. I'm not saying that to be mean. She just kind of
looks older.
Either is lying or lived hard.
Okay.
Put it that way. But seemed a nice enough person. And I'm still not really going to say that she's a bad person.
Okay.
She gets in, though. She shows up late, first of all. She's the only one who can operate the board. Will's in studio on time. She shows up, I want to say, 3, 4, or 5 minutes late, in that range.
Did she have a reason why she was late?
No, just late. I find that immensely disrespectful. If you're going to be on my show, at least start it on time.
Well, and if you're running the show, be on time, be early. I mean,
exactly.
I can see if it's a co-host running in, traffic stinks, this area's hard.
It took me forever to get adapted at using radio boards. These are not like the easiest things on earth to figure out. There's dials, there's buttons, there's getting them in the right ratio so the volume doesn't sound like crap.
Yeah.
And she's waltzing in at 3:05 like it's no big thing. And then for the next 10 minutes, treating my show like a sound check.
Wow.
So I was not happy. I was very, very unhappy with how that went down. But I figured, hey, people make mistakes. She really wants to get into radio, apparently, or at least this is what she's told me. Even though her actions show she could care less. Mm-hmm. Her actions show she doesn't care. She's not taking this seriously. This is, to her, like anything else. This is probably like she has a little Model Mayhem profile up where she has like 6 modeling pictures were probably snapped by a D-bag friend who's as into photography as she's into radio. Just a bunch of half-assers. That's really how I saw this. But I said, screw it. She can come in the next week. So I told her, hey, if you want to sit in and watch the show and learn a few things, you can do that. Just be here at 2:30. 2:30 prompt. I don't want you late. It's disruptive. It's disrespectful.
Well, then she can see you set up, see what you're doing.
Exactly.
Sit through the sound check. All of that stuff that goes into it.
The recording equipment.
The stuff that you have to do that we don't have to do.
Yeah. The phone that she couldn't figure out on air. I wanted to show her to use that. I wanted to show her how you make an outline.
Yeah.
Simple crap. How you play an MP3. I wanted to be helpful. Also, she's Will's type. He loves those, like, busted schnozzes. He just loves a big beak, toucan Sam nose.
Oh, boy.
And this chick was packing one. So I'm, like, thinking, hey, maybe she's on the show a couple times. That's also what I was thinking partially, and most of the way. When she was on the show alone with Will, I'm like, God, he could have pulled it afterward and banged it. Why not? Or at least set up some, you know, set up a little something. That's an in. 60 seconds or 60 minutes together in a studio. Listen to our sexual chemistry. We can't keep our GD hands off each other.
Oh, my.
What an aphrodisiac this voice is. You know what I'm saying?
It's,
these
it
mics,
me
the
up.
Studio.
It does it.
The lighting. The horrible air condition that has you freezing.
I should put my sweater back on.
You should, but I'm enjoying the nipping, so don't.
Hey!
So I wanted her to maybe hop on, maybe help out with some shows, and Will could get him some. Because Will, last I checked, he likes sex. I do too. She's not exactly my cup of tea, but Will would have enjoyed, at least I thought.
Sure.
She was in shape enough.
In shape enough.
I guess this isn't too important for the. But yeah, she was kind of like just a tiniest chick.
Yeah.
No real, nothing doing up front. A little something in the back. She was Latin, you know. She's at least got ass by default.
Oh boy.
She comes in at 2:45.
Mm.
I've been here setting up for 15 minutes. I've done half of what she should have seen.
Yeah.
And she gives me some spiel about the traffic. Which, if you live in this area, don't tell me about
you
the traffic.
You know.
You know goddamn well that we have traffic in this area.
Yeah. I know that when I get out 95, I'm going to sit for 10 minutes until we get past the mixing bowl.
Yeah.
You know?
Whenever I tell someone about the traffic, it's code for, I didn't really care about this. Because if I did, I still would have... I would have left early enough that I would have beat the traffic if it were there. And if it weren't, I'd just be here even earlier to drink in your knowledge and your greatness. John, you are king. But I didn't hear any of that. Instead, she shows up at 2:45 explaining why she wasn't there on time. And I sit her down and I try to walk her through what's going on. What is all this equipment about? And I give her a hell of a crash course, I'd like to think, in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that point, I have to... you know, actually get people in the studio and get things ready for the show. And she's sitting behind me, and Will comes in, and they're kind of staring at each other through me. If those who aren't watching the camera feed right now, I sit behind the board, and I have a mic facing me. Everyone else on the show is in front of me looking at me. It's typically, it's three different mics. We usually have two guys in. It's usually Will and you or Kate.
Yeah.
And we already had Kate, and we had Will in that day. And he's looking through me. It's a little distracting because he wants to see Andy, who's seated behind me.
Oh, boy.
And I say, you know what? Screw it. Hop on mic. And I was trying to be funny at first. I'm like, she doesn't get to go on mic. She was so damn disruptive last week.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let it happen.
Do you have these linked anywhere that I can listen to?
Oh, I'll give you the URL of the whole show.
Okay.
I mean, it's just the episode from 2 weeks ago.
I want to hear what
happened. Just play them. I'd love you to actually listen. That would be great.
I don't have internet at my house, so it's hard. I can't.
You can do it at work,
listen.
Right?
If I bring headphones, so yeah, I'll have to do that.
That sounds good.
I can do that.
No internet at your house?
Mm-mm.
What porn do you look at?
I don't.
Oh,
I'm a girl.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're so differently hardwired. Oh, my God. Oh, if I didn't have internet, I'd be like cave painting porn on my wall. I can't even
Oh, my God.
That.
Seriously? Is that the only reason?
You I mean, I guess I'd be looking at it on my phone, like, incessantly.
Oh, my gosh, John.
God, that's like hearing about the day after tomorrow. It's like an alternate universe. I don't comprehend it. We're going to keep going.
Okay.
So I let her sit in, and I'm playfully busting her balls. I mean, I guess it sounds serious. It's said in this tone, but
yeah.
I'm not really going to have you on my show to crap on you. If you're here, it's because I want to help you.
Yeah.
And if I'm doing something that's a little playful, maybe it's not a playful tone. If you're not familiar with what I do, in which case, why are you in my studio then? Get the hell out. If you're just viewing me as some guy's teaching you this crap and you couldn't care less about the product I put out, go to hell.
Yeah.
So I sit her down and I'm busting her chops a little. And she gets very defensive very fast. And like in her own lumbering way, I guess she's not the most quick-witted individual out there. She tries to take a couple swipes.
Oh, boy.
At me and the show. And I lose it.
At the show?
Just, you can listen and you can tell me what she does. To me, it's more directed at me. Maybe not so much the show.
But it's
Maybe
your
I tossed
show,
that in there because
so...
it sounded nice. But I am the show in some ways. In a lot of ways. It's my stupid papa.
This is your baby.
This is mine.
Yeah.
This is my stillborn baby. And I wasn't happy about that. Yeah. And so in like a still semi-playful way, I keep needling this girl. And I keep going and going and going. And around the 25 mark, because she told me she had to exit at half hour.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she's like, I have to leave at the 30-minute mark for a hair appointment. Which, again, shows a little bit, you don't really care about radio. You don't really care about any of this. An industry that, hey, I'm going to let you in on several secrets. One, it's dying. Two, it pays crap. 3, to get ahead in it, you really have to try. She's acting like she's going to get in. It's all going to be roses. She's going to make bank. She'll be famous overnight.
She's crazy.
It's a grueling thing to accomplish anything in the entertainment industry, especially radio. Radio right now is so depressed, and it ain't coming back. It's like a Pony Express rider wondering, hey, when is my deal? When will the Pony Express be hot again? It's a milkman sitting on the stoop.
It's the Postal Service.
It's the Postal Service. It's your newspaper. That's what radio is, folks. It ain't getting any prettier. So to act like it's some golden ticket to getting out there and getting noticed with zero work, for zero respect for those who are trying to help you, go to hell, man. I don't appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wasn't trying to be an ass, but it happened.
Well, you were obviously
I felt
upset.
A little provoked.
Yeah.
So I don't hear from her after the fact. I believe Monday I posted on Facebook and I was like, hey, thanks to Kate, thanks to Will, and thanks to guest Andy Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't hear anything. And then a day later, I get this two-part massive Facebook message from her, which, because Veronica's smart, she said, hey, read it. And you know what? It's a damn good idea.
Let's hear it.
Here it goes. Not entirely sure what to even say to you. Thanks is out of the question. Really, bitch? How about a thanks? I had you on the show, which you brought to a screeching halt not one but 2 weeks in a row, but fine. Yeah. We'll go on. You are one of the meanest people I have met in a long time. Rather than help me, you make fun of me with incorrect facts and basically put me down and embarrassed me for no reason other than to do so.
No, honey, you were late.
Yeah, you started off on the wrong foot. You started off on strike 3.
Did she even apologize for being late?
Both times? No, definitely not for the first time. Definitely not for when she waltzed in with Will 5 minutes late and the show was just like either dead air or a replay. A replay long enough that people turned it off and then she came on. I mean, mercifully, I'm sure everyone was gone by then. I'm fine with that, given what goddamn airwave poison she is.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think I got a, hey, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Not like, yeah, I really should have been there. And really, you shouldn't have been late. There's no apology for it. If you're doing it, you're already being a piece of crap, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, in your world and on your show, that's okay and funny, but not to me or in mine. Well, guess what, dumbass? We're on my show.
She's in your world. What is she
You're
thinking?
In my world.
Oh, man.
That, more than anything, that line is what got me.
Yeah.
She comes in acting like royalty. Like, we need to be thankful she's on the show. You know what, bitch? I'm having you on as a friend.
As
and
a
you're
favor
in my world.
To your brother. Not even
yeah.
for any other reason. Really.
I apologize I was late. Typically, I am early for appointments, etc. Really, she's gone 0 for 2, as far as I'm concerned. It's obvious you are somewhat of a bully, and I don't need nor appreciate it when you...
I am so sick of the word bully. It's so the catchphrase right now.
Oh, you're
Give
bully.
Give me a break.
It gets better.
You're yelling at me because I did something wrong, and now you're a bully? Give me a break. Give me a break.
All
what
I can
an
say
idiot.
Is if someone, even though I have accomplished very little in this field, I've accomplished more than her.
Yeah.
I can say that with absolute 100% certainty. I've done more than her. And if someone who knows what they're doing, someone who's done a little bit more, wants to help you, you shut up and you
listen.
And you show them proper respect. If they want to bust your chops a little, you roll with it because it's a funny show. It's funny, goddammit.
She needs to get a thicker skin if she wants to be in radio.
Yeah.
She would not be able to handle the crap that I got from you guys before.
Yeah. All I wanted, like, I kept thinking, there was one girl who also peeled out, that Rachel chick. But you and Kate, You both take it just fine. And you know what? It's just testing you a little
bit. Because we know it's not anything personal. It's radio. It's funny. Everything's bigger. It's more dramatic. It's whatever.
It's prison life. You just test people.
Yeah. And you have fun.
And if someone doesn't fight back, you know they're your bitch. They're the one that you can swap out for cigarettes.
Yeah.
Give the Kool-Aid lipstick to. Pass them around the cell block. That's what she is.
Man.
She's my Kool-Aid lipstick bitch. I thought you were pretending to be an ass, but apparently you aren't. It would be you weren't. So I'm being an ass and I'm grammatically correct. How's that? I have not been that upset or embarrassed in a long time. I really thought I was being nice for the most part on the air. Like, the way the gloves could have come off.
Yeah.
Oh, they stayed on. I undid like one lace. I was just like, just a little, just a hint of what could come. And she's crying like that because of that. There's still a little more. Let's keep going.
Okay.
I don't people like that in my life.
Maybe I don't treat people like that in my life.
I don't let people like that in my life. Ah. Say what you want about me. If you must, I could care less. I would rather not do another show, but thanks anyway. Goodbye, whatever.
Like there was an offer made for her to come back?
Oh, yeah. That was rescinded.
Let's be real.
And my reply, this is what I said via Facebook. This is probably the last thing she ever heard from me. And I want you to vote right now. Did I go the dick route or the classy route? Because you actually know me as a real person.
I think you went classy.
Thank you. You're a winner.
Yeah. 3-0.
Sorry to hear. I always hope people don't take anything on the show too seriously. Anyhow, hope you pass your test and get a show going on WEBR soon. Best of luck.
Very classy,
Jen. Oh, I'm such a dick. Such an insufferable ass. How could I say that to someone?
Wow.
There you go.
I don't think she understood how disrespectful her actions were to you. I think she's probably that type of person who thinks that whatever she wants to do should just be okay.
You better have much bigger breasts to pull that crap, honey. You better.
So if I get a boob job, I can act like that?
Oh, you can get away with a little more. I'll give you that.
Whatever.
Bigger boobs, smaller nose, smaller attitude.
Oh, boy.
How about that? That's all. I had teased that last episode, and I felt we had to talk it.
Yeah.
Felt we had to discuss.
Yeah, she's got a lot to learn. If somebody's showing you the ropes and she wants to do what you do.
Yeah, this isn't a 9-to-5.
This part is not easy. This part is easy. This behind this part of the desk. Easy.
She's indicating where she's sitting. Veronica's pointing to herself. And Veronica, don't be modest. You guys help me out a lot.
We do. But you are more. We couldn't do it without you. You could do it without us.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? Don't start crying, John.
It just moved. I'm not crying. I'm crying out of something.
Ew. Really? You ruined the moment.
This isn't a 9-to-5 job. No. And I think that's a bit of a shell shock for a lot of people getting into radio. How open and how free. And it's why you want to get into it, but it works both ways. People are dicking off in a radio station. And it's like being in a frat house, but people can be mean as F, too. Mm-hmm. And they can mother F you really hard and really bust your balls, and you just got to roll with it. Even if they mean it seriously and they try to get away with it by saying, I was just kidding, after the fact. It's just what it is. If you have rules and regulations taken away, that can be a good thing and it can be a bad thing, depending on the day. And you want to get into this free and easy field. And you want all the good and none of the bad. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
And not even saying I was trying to present any of the bad. I was trying to help her out.
No, you weren't even. You were going to show her the basics. I don't know what she was thinking.
And then I wanted to bust her balls for like 30 seconds on air for being late the first show.
She should have just shut up. And
when I really should have torn into her like a rabid damn dog for that.
Yeah.
Because that. Much more so than being late for me.
It's the same kind of thing, and I'll listen so that I can you know,
please do
make a more informed comment. But it's the same kind of thing you hear on the major station radio shows. They always bust on each other.
Yeah, that's radio.
Hello.
She's an adult looking to do a music show and thinks that's going to light the sky on fire.
She's one of those people who thinks she's going to get discovered doing absolutely nothing.
Because she's so damn special. You're not special. You're not going to get discovered. Congrats. The format of radio you want to get into, it's been replaced by an iPod. Simple as that. Yep. You're outmoded. You want to learn something? Listen to this. That's it. Play this episode. Play the one you screwed up on. You can learn a little. Pass your test. I want you to get a show so I can tell people to prank call it mercilessly. No, I won't go that far. I don't really care.
Yeah.
You know, good luck to her. She wants to act like she did a favor to me by coming on the show, so be it. You do favors for me. You come in all the time in horrible traffic, and you're funny. And
well,
you dress sexy, and it's great. She does nothing. You got a nice voice.
Hey.
Exactly. I don't even remember hers.
I was just going to ask how she sounded, if she was a good contributor on air, at
least. She sounded like dials turning.
Oh. Man.
So there you go. On to Twilight.
Yes.
There's a segue.
Edward Cullen.
Let's talk about happy stuff. There's a smooth segue. I want to talk about it because Breaking Dawn, the new movie in the Twilight saga. How many books are in that? How many movies are there going to be?
4 books. There's going to be 5 movies. They broke the 4th book up into 2 movies.
So there's something after Breaking Dawn?
Yeah, there'll be a part 2.
There's been what? There's Twilight? Hold on. I can do this. Because I pay attention to things. There's Twilight, there's New Moon, there's Breaking Dawn, and then there's the one that hasn't been made into a movie, so I don't know its title.
Well, no, the fourth one, the first part of the fourth one came out yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think it's, was the third one Eclipse? And
oh, okay,
this
there's
one's
Eclipse.
New Moon? Yeah, I think third.
Wait, this is the fourth movie that came out?
Yeah, this is the fourth movie.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so it's Twilight, Eclipse, yeah. New Moon.
Twilight, Breaking Dawn. I don't know. Honestly, I don't pay attention to the titles. I really don't. I call them 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay. It made $30 million Thursday at midnight.
Wow.
Let me see. Let me punch up the stats on that. The record for U.S. and Canadian tickets at midnight is held by the recent final installment of Harry Potter, which made 43.5 at midnight.
Wow.
So 30 at midnight for a movie that's only appealing to a slightly older audience than Harry Potter and a female audience. That's not bad, man.
That's not bad at all.
This is some serious business. And I'm a little puzzled because what I've heard of the Twilight films is they're all very poorly done. Like, as movies on their own, they're very bad movies. Just like if I were a critic watching this and I took away the whole charge of, ew, Robert!
Well, here's the thing. Here's what I think my 2 cents on this is. The books are not the best written, you know, things ever published.
A friend told me they're very pulpy. But they're better than the movies.
They are. They are better than the movies. The first movie was pretty horrible, but I think Kristen Stewart's probably one of the worst actresses
on
the planet.
Everyone hates her. I've seen her. God, what the hell?
She
did
does because no matter what movie she's in, she's the same character. She's the same little emo punk girl.
I mean, maybe
in
I
every
do
movie.
Her because she has like Elvis's face, but it's a chick, so I can live that out.
Yeah.
Without,
I mean, I don't mind her. I just don't think she's a good actress. I just don't.
Oh, she's okay, but I've only seen her in one movie. So if you're saying that's her speed in every film,
it
then
is.
I could easily
it
get
is.
Sick of it.
That
I
is
could,
who she
she'd
is
be a one
in every, yeah, a bratty,
okay.
You know, emo little girl. That's just.
Which is the one where she worked at like an amusement park in the 80s with Jesse Eisenberg?
I don't know.
Adventureland.
I don't know.
I think it was Adventureland because I'm getting confused because he did Zombieland too, right? And I think I'm like jumbling those together.
You're the crazy Netflix guy. I have no idea.
That was a good film. I enjoyed that one. Check that out. She's kind of hot in that. She's wearing the 80s t-shirts and the little 80s shorts that go up to your, if you're a chick, up to your labia.
Oh, God.
If you're a dude, your nuts hanging out one leg of them.
John. Anyways.
What I'm not getting.
Okay.
Not only are they poorly done, Like, you can find better romantic films if you're a girl. Crap that wouldn't drive me up the wall. Like, what was the British one where everyone gets together for Christmas?
Love Actually?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's a good movie. But they're two totally different genres. I mean, it's not even the same. The, to me, the Twilight
the
series
massive
is not
genre of chick flick.
But it's not a chick flick, and it's not like a rom-com. It's not anything like that. It's more in the vein of Harry Potter and that sort of thing. And I think
so
that's
geeky
why
as hell. Then why are
but
girls
I think
into that?
That's why. Well, girls are into Harry Potter too. I think that's why the comparisons are – I think people had the expectations that it's going to be this huge, gigantic series, kind of like Harry Potter. And the Harry Potter books and the movies are very well done. They're just good. They're good.
Like, but, I read the Harry Potters. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen any of them.
Okay.
They're good reads. I read that last one. I bought it at like 10 in the morning and I stayed up till 4.
And you were – yeah, you're done reading it.
I crushed it in one day.
Yeah.
I don't – okay,
you would not want to read a Twilight. You wouldn't read the Twilight book like that.
It's just it defies comprehension. Like, first of all, then why are girls so nerdy now? How's that for a broader question? Why
well,
was
look,
I born into such a crap time?
Characters are fun
because like 21-year-old girls are getting like Triforce tattoos on their asses, and I'm like, ugh, this is murder. Girls my age would spit on that. I need to skew younger, don't I?
No.
Yes.
Please don't do that.
Yes.
Poor things.
Firmer asses.
Hey, what were you talking?
Well, yours is very good, but you work at it.
Well, yeah.
A lot of girls don't. I think a lot of girls get married around your age and then pull the ripcord.
And then they, you know, I can't disagree with that. I can't. But
I think so many people in life just view marriage as the end. And they're like, oh, this is it. Now I just rot.
You know what? Do you remember Boat Boy?
Yeah, yeah. That dude you banged who like went on a boat all the time.
Yeah.
And then blew you off because he wanted to be on the,
boat
instead
yeah.
of being on you.
Pretty much. He had a friend, or he has a friend, who recently got married. And after the wedding, he came home and he saw his new wife dipping Triscuits into butter and eating it.
I would, like, literally, I'm not even exaggerating. I would have taken the butter and hurled it against the wall. I would have said, clean it up.
Well, apparently, he made a comment to his friend, like, she didn't do that before the wedding.
Yeah, and that's all this guy's going to do. This poor bastard is going to say that. He's going to vent to his friends as he drinks beer because he hates his life now. And they're both going to get fat. And eventually one of them is going to cheat because otherwise life would be intolerable. And they need the thrill of hot strange because who doesn't?
I guess we'll see.
Oh, give it 5 years.
You think?
5 years. Oh, I got a friend right now going.
That's sad.
She's married. She likes the husband. She says the sex is still great.
Mm-hmm.
But she's now like openly flirting with other dudes because she's like, it's like we're roommates, man. It's boring as hell.
Well, what did she expect?
That's kind of what
I'm
saying.
What did she think? Does she think that you get to 50 years of marriage and it's
still burning
and it's like
passion?
The first year?
Yeah, this isn't
year?
The Notebook.
She's crazy. I think our generation has the most stupid expectations of marriage. It's just stupid.
Every generation seems to do less and expect more.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are lazy as F.
Absolutely.
That Andy
Absolutely.
Rose is a perfect example. Do nothing.
She is.
Expect it all.
Yep.
Don't even show up on time, and I'm supposed to thank you for being on my show. Getting back to Twilight.
Yes.
Neither of those dudes seems like classically attractive to me.
Oh, no, they're gorgeous. I'm not a big Rob Pattinson fan.
Now I'm a dude.
But Taylor Lautner.
I'm trying not to make this sound too gay. I'll list off some guys that I think are like classically good looking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hangover guy, Bradley Cooper.
Oh,
he's like,
I might need a moment.
I hate him in real life. He just looks like a dick to me. Like I just want to punch him. Like
he
I want to find any excuse to take him out. But he's a good looking guy. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
The dude who was in Avatar.
I'm not
Sam.
A,
whatever. He's got that square like superhero jaw.
Chris Hemsworth.
He's like Stan Smith, but in real life, he's the American dad.
Meh.
Who's Chris Hemsworth?
Thor.
Yeah, Thor's a good looking.
Oh, my God.
Because he looks
God.
Like he can kick some ass, man.
Yes. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Oh, my God. There's a part where every female on the planet hits pause.
Oh, why? Because
his abs are ridiculous.
Is he, like, polishing the hammer on his abs?
Yes.
Does sound
yes,
dreamy.
That movie what? Has become a joke in our apartment because I'm like, let's watch movie.
Oh,
and I'll God. Kind of wink at my roommate and she's like, oh my God, put Thor in.
So you put on Thor and sit on an outboard motor?
Oh, I wish.
Okay. That makes sense to me, though.
Yeah, he's hot.
The Injun Joe, the wolf kid.
He's a cutie.
He looks, first of all, there's a picture of his face next to an alpaca's face. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
I'll punch it up.
Do you think he looks like
twins split at birth?
Chris Humphreys a little?
Yes.
He kind of looks like he could be Chris Humphreys' little brother.
They have that weird little dwarf nose, like fantasy dwarf.
Since and their
girls are in a nerdy crap. They'll
this
get that.
Part of their face
they
is
have
pinched
the swished
a little.
Brow, yeah. Hold on.
They're so cute, though.
Taylor. It's weird. Okay, here it is. This is the picture. Come around, or I'll hold it up for you. I can see him being cute, I guess. But it's like, chicks are sexual. Like, cute should inspire, like, oh my God, I want to speed bag his nuts.
Why do people think Taylor Swift is pretty or beautiful or gorgeous or whatever?
I don't know
they
why.
Have the
people
same
are
face.
Weird. I do her, but that's not like a standard women should aspire to. I do a lot of chicks.
Oh my God.
Like, to me, she's a squished little cat face.
Yes, I agree.
Like, I expect her to start licking her arm when it's going to rain. I never got it. It's because guys, like, a lot of middle American dudes are just like, are you skinny? Check. Are you blonde? Check. I love you.
Blonde. Boring.
I've finally, like, stopped actively hating blondes. Like, I'm like, okay, they're fine, too. Toss them in the mix. But I don't get guys that, like, snivel over blondes. Because they age like hell.
Yeah.
Blondes age in dog years.
When your hair gets so damaged, because no one's a natural blonde.
Not in this
Very
country anymore.
Very few people are natural blondes.
Yeah.
That's why I got rid of it.
Good for you. I like you as a brunette.
Thanks. That's what everybody's saying lately.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
I dig it. It's darker now. You can't tell because it's pulled back.
I like.
Thanks.
Daddy like.
Hey.
Hey. Much more so than alpaca face.
You need to be nice.
Is the skinny one, the corpse one. Robert. Yes. Robert
Pattinson.
It's not Patterson?
No, Pattinson.
Pattinson.
I think.
Pattinson. I think you're right.
Yeah.
What's up with that, man?
You know, I think
he looks like
cute.
A homeless art student.
I think people like the innocent, naive kind of vibe that he gives off.
Is that his
He's
character?
He's not my... I would take Thor over him any day.
That's what should be the answer here. I thought chicks went for dudes that looked like they could kick some ass in a fight.
Nah, some girls want the sensitive types. I don't get it. I can't relate to it. If a guy cries in front of me, yeah, no. I can't handle it.
A guy should cry in front of you if he's like reporting he was raped in the alley 30 seconds earlier. That's it. He's like, I can't bring myself to put Neosporin up my behind.
Oh my God.
That's it. That's it. I'll never cry. Like, if something's overwhelming me, like some horrible stuff, I will scream like The Exorcist, the Amityville, get out. No one's going to see that.
Only at funerals do I think it's okay.
That's where, exactly. Like, I'll deal with the dead.
Yeah.
And if someone is around me and they even want to touch me, I give them a smack. Like, get the hell off me. Just because I'm crying, you get to touch me? I don't think so.
The Stranger pat on the danger. Back. The pat on the back.
Exactly. You're not my mommy. You don't get to do that. Zombie boy, I really don't get. Or he's a vampire.
He's not my type.
He's got the big, greasy tuft of hair. He's pale as crap. I thought he looks like Morrissey. He looks very much like Morrissey. And Morrissey, I thought was more for the dudes than the chicks, to be honest with you. So I'm really not grasping why people are smacking their clams over these two.
I don't know.
They're not big on your list, you're saying, right?
I like Taylor Lautner. He's on my list. But Robert Pattinson need to go to the gym for a bit and get a buzz cut.
Okay.
You know me.
I know your taste. But at least he's like trim enough and tall enough where he's in the park.
How tall is he? He might be tall enough.
I think he's tall. Like, I couldn't tell you.
You know
I
what
don't
my
really
requirements
know.
Are.
He looks tallish.
Like 6 foot or taller.
Yeah, I know. I'll get the leg extension surgery that they give to the midgets. Oh, it pisses me off so much. Sometimes there's guys that are like 4'11", and they get the leg extension, and they're like 5'11". I'm like, that's no fair.
Why is that not fair?
Because give me that. Give
Go
me,
do it.
I'll do it for like 3 months. Just give me to 6'2". That's all I'm asking for. I don't want a miracle. I don't want science to give me an extra foot. That's cheating. 5 inches I'll gladly take.
That's funny.
Okay, I'm glad that at least you seem to like what I think women should like.
But every woman's different. Every woman's going to want something different. Some women like the super sensitive artsy types. It's just not my cup of tea.
Now, are they typically the super sensitive artsy types themselves? Or are some chicks like kind of preppy looking, clean cut,
not
but they're into the... They would be into the vampire guy.
I think it could be either way.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's just your type. Like, it's just, okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That is weird to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know this is just petering out because I'm like, can we pad for 3 minutes? I don't know if we can bang out. We don't have time for a segment. It's 51.
Well, what else were we going to talk about?
We had World Toilet Day and Demi and Ashton. We can do a quick Demi and Ashton, right?
Yeah, they only deserve 5 or 6 minutes.
Demi and Ashton getting their divorce.
Can I just tell you, he's an idiot. he's such an idiot.
Put the news out there.
Here's the thing. I get it.
Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher finally getting divorced after months of like, are they or aren't they? Is the marriage in trouble? That's all. Continue. Yeah. There were your facts. Now go on.
Well, he's just, I don't know. I don't get him. He's just dumb. He's dumb.
She's incredibly
beautiful.
Dumb.
She's gorgeous.
Okay, now we're going to have to...
But I understand why. I mean, he's a 33-year-old millionaire. He's beautiful. He's kind of that artsy type that's not really my cup of tea either. But...
Yeah, but I think he's like one shave and a haircut away from being like your real type.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, he's a very muscular dude, and it's very annoying to me because he's obviously been so... He's like a pretty chick who's never been appreciated for anything but their looks.
Yeah.
Like, he's getting the beard and the long hair to be like, no, man, I'm also
an
artist.
Like, yeah.
You know what? Screw you. Guys that look like me, we have to use the arts to get laid. You, just take off your shirt, you piece of ass. Now, as for Demi, she looks great. Demi, I'm sorry.
Demi, yeah.
She looks awesome for her age.
Yeah.
Like, had I been married to her for, like, 25 years,
you'd really
I'd be like,
appreciate
God,
the heck out of
this
her.
Is still kind of awesome.
Yeah.
I'm still cheating on you because I'm human and I have to. But I'm coming home to something really good looking. And I thank you for that.
I'm going to let that one slide for now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But for him, a guy who's 15 years younger, were ladies expecting that at 40 he'd still relish putting it to a 55-year-old?
I think that people... First of all, I think most people are just indifferent and don't care. But you're kind of, you know, hopeful that it will.
Well, they want to believe
but
it's
just
like
not
real
surprised.
Love or some crap like that.
Yeah.
And it isn't. It's just like, this is a chick he pounded off to as a kid. And he's like, holy crap. Like, he talked about that. It's
like Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise, except I don't think she's stupid enough to go anywhere.
Yeah, but she's the young chippy. Like, that's kind of how it works. He rotated the Mimi Rogers tires and... Oh, his first wife, by the way. Have you ever Mimi Rogers?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. She is British and has a brunette with fair skin and has, like, the biggest natural tease that Hollywood has ever seen. I mean, I know you got to get out of there before she's, like, 45 and she's, like, kicking him as she walks. But, oh, those must have been when they were together.
I'll have to look her up. I don't know what she looks like.
Like, every guy who's convinced Tom Cruise loves the D... Look at Mimi Rogers. Like, I don't think a gay dude could go there but stay gay around those things. Like, I think you touch that and you're like, oh my God, I gotta pound this out now. She was hot. Holy crap. There are photos of Mimi Rogers topless on the internet.
Ooh.
Responsible for much of my puberty taking place.
Oh God.
Just a jump start. God bless that woman. But yeah, between the whole Ashton and Demi thing and Kim Cattrall on Sex and the City, these older broads who are kind of holding it together want to believe they can keep a younger man around for good. And they can't.
So you're telling me I can't date a 25-year-old?
That's fine. That's not a big age gap, first of all. And
second of all, I'm still young.
Yeah, you're still very young yourself. Second of all, you're not looking to like keep him around forever.
Well, yeah.
So that's fine. It's just these chicks think, like...
When there's a huge age gap.
Yeah, who was it? On Sex and the City, I know they lied and pretended like she was 10 years younger than she was, but that Smith guy, because I've actually watched
Smith
the show.
Jared.
Smith. Okay, see, I didn't know that
yummy.
Much. Yeah, Smith's a good-looking guy, too. Yeah. Smith was what, like 32? And she's supposed to be like 48?
Think
or
so.
She's supposed
something
to
like
hit 50?
That.
How old
I think
she
was older than 50.
She's older than the character.
But I think the character is supposed to be even older. A little older than the other girls.
Yeah, yeah, well, it's,
yeah. I'm not sure exactly where she fell, but she was definitely older.
All right. Long story short, that's bullcrap. The whole Demi Ashton marriage, that was bullcrap. And of course, it eroded as such.
So you don't think they would ever, there is not one situation or circumstance that it will ever last?
Jessica Tandy and Hugh Cronin.
Who are they?
I don't know, but my mom said that when I asked the same question. So there you go. We're going out on that note. Let's get our
thanks,
little outro
Mom.
Music. Yeah, she made me sound smart as hell. Veronica, thanks as always.
Of course.
You were great to have in studio.
My pleasure.
Any way you want people to get in touch with you who listen to the show or not at all?
Not at all.
There's my
Send
girl.
Me a post on John's wall.
There you go. You can get a hold of me, John Papagiorgio. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Show's website in papasbasement.com as archives of the show as well as my writing. And until next week, next Saturday, 3 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.